Unconditional Attachment, Love? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Meditation. Unconditional Attachment, Love? Oh my. How we have defined this term. The very first and original concept of love is to please. Is to please another, is to make some other one happy by our presence and by what we do. We love to please. But is that really love? Is that really the kind of love that we want to have in our world? Or do we want to have unconditional love, where there are no conditions whatsoever? Unconditional love, where all things are in divine order, where all things are wonderful, where we love because it is a joy to love. Now, what kind of love are we talking about? Are we talking about the physical love, the love of response to another or to the universe? Or are we talking about unconditional love? Now, unconditional love is a very unique experience. It is not something that people experience every moment of every day or even every day. Because unconditional love is a love that is given, that's a respect that is given, the interest that is given, an attention that is given. A loving, unconditional attention with no judgment, with no possession, with no ownership whatsoever, with no feeling of anything, just a one-pointed, directive love. As we would look at the sky at night, and we fall in love with the sky because it's so beautiful and so broad and so vast. And we look up there and we see the satellites moving around. We see the asteroids and the planets. We see all the beautiful things of the night sky. And the day sky has much to look at too. The sun, the moon, and even some stars are visible during the daytime. And some of the planets are visible when they're at the proper location. Yes, there's much to look at. Not that we judge it, not that we say it is good or bad. It's so far away that we look at it, we can really not judge too much because we're not close enough to make an observation that is valid for our thinking. And we look at stars that are blowing up in outer space and doing this over billions of years, and we see just a fragment of it at a moment of time because that is the moment that we looked. But again, we presume it is blowing up. We presume it is doing this because it is in a state of activity that causes scientists or astronomers to look up there and make that observation. Now, when astronomers look up at the sky and they see it for the beauty that it is, they fall in love with it. They delight in the relationship of the stars to one another and of the galaxies and how things are made. And they just live in this vast attitude of awe. And I wonder, when they come back from their outer space journey, do they bring that outer space attitude to their inner space, to their relationships with their families and their friends? Do they, with their family and friends, only see harmony and peace and love and joy and goodness? Or do they see that some groups are blowing up and that some things are improper and some things are not being done right and what have you? Oh my, the ability to unconditionally observe anything is quite a wonderful thing, quite a wonderful task. It is something that demands that we train ourselves in that attitude. How can you train yourself? How can I train myself in the attitude of being unconditional, of having no judgment, of having no possession in my mental attitude about it? That's my star, that's my world, that's my family, that's my life. You see, we are so much in tune with these things, and we are so much harmoniously adjusted to them, because that's the way we've been trained all of our life by all of our elders and by our education people and what have you. They're all telling us to compare. Well, when we can look at life without comparison, how great it is. Can you look at a little bug and not think that the bug is crawling along and going to eat up the, like a termite, things you don't want him to eat? Or can you look at the little termite and say, my goodness, what a wonderful little fellow you are. You are quite old, in fact. I wonder how old you are. Of course, that's comparison again. But we look at him and we say, my goodness, you're a beautiful little guy. You're interestingly built. You're strong. You can do things, again, comparison, compared to what I can do, most nobly. But you see, when we say it can lift 7 times its weight, that's comparison too. And when we say its lifespan is maybe 3,000 times the lifespan of humanity, we say that's comparison too. And sometimes the fruit fly has only hours of lifespan compared to humanity. All these things, everything we look at seems to be having a condition with it. We have conditional thinking about virtually everything we do in life. Without comparison, we have nothing to talk about. If we could begin to look at our life, just our life alone, and say, I like me, I like me, I like me, without any judgment, without any comparison to whether we are likable or not. I like me, I like me, I like me. By the very fact that we say, I like me, we are putting causes in motion that bring about an effect of I like me in my world. Now, I will do all things in my existence to be likable, because I like me. I will think likable thoughts. I will do likable acts. I will be a likable being. Now, when I say I like me, the universal law of cause and effect doesn't judge whether that's true or not, or whether in the past I have been likable or unlikable, or if in the future I will be likable or unlikable, because the law of cause and effect includes past, present, and future. It's all one. And so, if I say I like me, then in this segment of my thinking where I'm saying I like me, I like me. And it has nothing to do with past, present, future. It's in the now. And so, I can be unconditionally loving. I can be unconditional in anything I choose to be right now. And it is so. I can say I hate me. And all the powers of the universe, you might say, join forces to reveal to me how much I hate myself. What a silly thing to do, isn't it? Rather say, I like me. Rather say, I am whole and perfect. Now, it's not a matter of not liking yourself to liking yourself. It's not a matter of being sick to saying you're being whole and perfect. It's just a matter, I am whole and perfect. I am independently wealthy. I have sufficient money for all things that I might ever dream to do. That if I wanted to be independently wealthy and the richest man in the world, so I would be. If I wanted to be the happiest man in the world, so I would be. So I am, and so I would be. It depends on what causes I put in motion for myself. Now, we have this word incredulous, which we find it hard to believe, and this word incredulous knocks us out of the saddle all the time. We say, but I am not healthy, I am not wealthy, I am not loving, I am not whatever. And you see, that is a cause that is put in motion very powerfully, and the stem cells of our body are trained to act upon any cause we put in motion for ourselves and bring that cause that we put in motion for ourselves into force instantaneously. It only awaits upon our judgment. And our judgment is that what we want or is that not what we want? I am whole and perfect? Then you cannot say I am not whole and perfect. The minute you say, I'm not whole and perfect, you are judging yourself, and you are putting another cause in motion, and then that other cause fights with the first cause that says, I'm whole and perfect, and then the white stem cells of our beingness do not know which one to act upon, so they act upon both. They give us a little, I like me, and a little of I don't like me. Now, unconditional love is something that we can all train ourselves in. It's something we can learn by practice, practice, practice. And we learn it by no attachment. We learn it by not belonging to anything, by not comparing to anything, just being. To be or not to be. Well, Shakespeare said that. And we can say, be ourselves and have fun. Now, the little devil in us says, have fun, well, that could be anything. You know, well, it isn't. Have fun is everything. Have fun is beautiful. What are you having fun about? What am I having fun about? Who am I? Who am I? What am I? Where am I going? What is my choice for myself? Who am I? Tell yourself. Tell yourself. Wonderfully tell yourself. Know for yourself who you are. Know for yourself what is important in your life, and then be it. What is important for you? What is it that you want to do? Can you have unconditional attachment? Can you have unconditional love? Can you just delight in all of life because it is there? Not for any other reason? Can you delight in every human being on the face of the earth and wherever you might find them and not have any contrary thought? Can you unconditionally look at the world and say it is good and very good, as the original creator in each of us did? Now, hang with it. Hang with it. All is good and very good. Could you, as a loving creator, as a loving being, could you, as truly a gentle, caring, sensitive being who is unconditionally loving in all ways, could you ever have a negative thought? Well, the answer should be no. But it's up to us now to make that decision. Are we going to train ourselves so assiduously, so powerfully, so wonderfully by saying, I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace. I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace. Oh my, those are words we've said often before. I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace. As we say these things, as we put this power, this cause into motion, wonderful things happen in our life. And as these wonderful things happen in our life, do you know what? We feel just great. And we feel very great. Put these wonderful things to motion in your life like I'm doing in mine. And I'm certainly having a wonderful time. And I invite you to join me in seeing all the world through the eyes of unconditional, unconditional, unconditional. Whether it's love, peace, harmony, joy, being yourself and having fun. I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it. Have a great, 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 great unconditional day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.